Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Couples of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at Made to Us Sanctification. You know, professing Christians and some believers I know have been trying to make themselves holy for centuries. Now, one reason is that so many Christians have been blinded to the reality of Christ that is in them. So they try to become holy on their own basis. But the most common way in which Christians and some believers I know try to become holy, as I talked last week, is through good works. They think that if they do good things, holy things, that will mean they are holy, but not so, my friend. In fact, this is just another way of saying that they are trying to maintain their self-righteousness before the Lord. We today speak of the holy lands, referring to Israel, but that too is a lie. Land cannot be holy. Let me say that again. Land cannot be holy, but people can. This lie is taught to make money for vendors in Israel and of the churches and ministries who run their people through relics in Israel that the Bible talks about for money and for influence. Even more foolish are the cruises that ministries take their people on. Most people do not know the ministry books the cruise for, say, $500 and charges the member $750 and then banks the $250. But this is nothing. There's nothing new under the sun, my friend. This has been going on for years and years. But there is no holy land. Let me say that again. There is no holy land. Peter writes in 1 Peter 1:15-16, "But as he which has called you and I is holy, so ye be holy in all manner of conversation." And that word conversation there means deeds and actions. Verse 16, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." And God means it. Now, the sobering truth is that if we are trying to make ourselves holy or righteous through good works, we are already doing unholy things. We are trying to do for ourselves what only Christ can do in us, and anything else in us is unbelief, and that is unholy. Here are some other subtle errors. There are so-called Christian teachings out there that suggest that believers can build godly character. There are actual lists out there of character qualities that we ought to strive for to build in us. There are principles and guidelines given as how to accomplish this act in our life. But it is all error, especially since what usually happens is that these lists and principles and guidelines are taken and applied to the natural man and not the spiritual man. We try so hard to mold and form that which is outside of our new creature in Christ Jesus and try to shape it into that, but no, only God can do that. It is deception to try. Now listen closely, my friend. We, you and I, cannot build character, and we do not need to. Christian character or the fruits of the Spirit are nothing more than Jesus Christ who dwells within us. Let me say that again. Our Christian character or the fruits of the Spirit are nothing more than Christ who dwells within us, being seen then through us to the world. Thus, we are back to needing to come under the work of the cross so that Christ can be made manifest out of us to the world. You know, no branch of a vine ever bore fruit by its self-effort. Oh, no. But no branch ever bore fruit by trying to act like the vine. Believers bear fruit just like Jesus said, "Abide in me." But do that, and we must die to ourselves. We cannot be alive in our natural man and alive in Christ. Let me say that again. We cannot be alive in our natural man, in our flesh, and be alive in Christ at the same time. One must be alive, and the other must be graveyard dead. If, there's that important word, if not, then we will be double-minded, not knowing our left and hand from our right in God. We see this in the church today, sadly. Christians, professing Christians, yet they love the world and their flesh and all that goes with it. They have a taste for the pleasures, the finer things in this world that the world can offer. They love taking the world's side and love to support ungodly issues and agendas like abortion, LGBTQ+, wokeness, homosexuality. These issues, my friend, are the spiritual issues of our days, and God is watching which side that we support and will judge us accordingly for our actions. As Karen always says, and this is so true, if the heart is wrong, the head will be wrong. Let me say that again. If our heart is wrong, then our head will be wrong. James in James 1, 6 and 8 says, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything," now it says anything, "of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Did you get that, my friend? A double-minded man is unstable in all, not in some. Now, when the Bible says all, it means all. Not some or only a few, but all of their ways. In verse 7, James writes, "Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." That verse means exactly what it states. That man, and any man who is immoral, who supports immoral, ungodly agendas like abortion, homosexuality, wokeness, LGBTQ, will receive nothing from the Lord. And my friend, that also means salvation. Now listen closely, my friend. I do not care. I really don't care what faith you are. I do not care what theological degree that you have earned. I do not care what color your skin is or what continent your descendants came from. Oh no. If you give support in any way to this ungodly, worldly, immoral issues of today, those issues that are in direct conflict with God's Word, like homosexuality, wokeness, LGBTQ+, and abortion, you are not saved. You cannot be saved, according to James 1, 6, and 8, because you are double-minded in all of your ways. You are not steadfast in the faith of the Word of God. Not steadfast in the faith needed in our heart to be cleansed from all unrighteousness and sin. We've been to some churches in the local area that preach and speak evil things more about President Trump than they do about Satan. They are not saved. They are double-minded because all that comes out of their mouth, well, that is what's in their heart. Now it says all of your ways, not just the topic of discussion, but again, all means all. They are unstable in all that they do, unstable in everything that they project. Wow, and what they say. This is a big deal to God, my friend. Make no mistake. We will be judged and we will receive our reward accordingly based on the choices of our choosing. We will receive from God things of God according to the decisions and the choices that we make in this life. And if we choose ungodliness, ungodly agendas, and support ungodly people, then we will receive punishment and judgment from God. Amen? The church is over in so much of this ungodliness and supports all of this stuff politically and so forth. We just need to step out of that and keep looking to the Lord. Amen? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and that you are coming to realize the truth of the Word of God, not in all this denominational teaching and agenda-driven stuff, that you are honestly naked before the Lord and allowing the Word of God to touch your life and touch your heart and bring you into a place to where God can minister life, the life of God to you, and not just things of the church or whatever, but God Himself is able to minister the life of God to you. God bless. I will talk to you next week. Amen.